head to the United States now, where the Republican Party is attempting to oust one of the few critics of Donald Trump in the party. That's brave. House Republicans could vote today on whether Representative Liz Cheney will be replaced as the GOP conference chair over her criticism of Mr. Trump's role in the January 6th insurrection and of his election lies. Joining me now from Washington, it's always wonderful to hear this familiar voice when he's with us. He's our correspondent, Simon Marks. Morning, Simon. How are you?
Morena. I'm good, Nathan. How are you?
I'm very good, sir. So I know you're a big fan of the comma. We can talk about that later. But give us the background to this move with Liz Cheney there and the Republicans.
Well, so Liz Cheney is one of the daughters of former Vice President Dick Cheney, who, of course, was number two to President George W. Bush all those years ago. She's now the number three in the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives, but almost certainly won't be after the next 24 hours have passed, because she is essentially being accused of treachery by former President Donald Trump. She backed his impeachment in the House of Representatives last year, and ever since then he has made it clear that as far as he's concerned, she has a target on her back. And tomorrow is the day when Republican members of Congress seem absolutely set to vote to strip her of her leadership position in the House of Representatives and replace her with a Donald Trump loyalist.
Wow. Even after all that went down, these are people themselves that surely must have felt under threat there at the start of January. Where does this leave the Republican Party then?
Well, it leaves the Republican Party absolutely in the control of former President Donald Trump, who is sitting in Mar-a-Lago, not really in retirement, absolutely planning to exert considerable influence over the party in next November's midterm elections, when the entire House of Representatives and one-third of the Senate will be up for grabs. There is then, of course, the question as to whether he is going to seek another 4 years in office in the 2024 presidential election, or whether he is going to choose instead to act as the kingmaker. But this Liz Cheney story, along with everything else that we've witnessed over the last few weeks, absolutely demonstrates that he is the single most important figure in the Republican Party today, and that anyone who crosses him, like Liz Cheney has done, is at risk of being on the receiving end of his fury, but also that other figures within the Republican Party, like their leader in the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, who hopes that after next November's midterm elections, 2022, he might be in with a chance of becoming the Speaker of the House of Representatives, he is completely unwilling to cross Donald Trump. He knows that his political life depends on Donald Trump sticking with him. And so early criticisms of Donald Trump that were voiced by Kevin McCarthy over the insurrection on January the 6th, those have all absolutely disappeared as he greases the wheels for Liz Cheney's defenestration.
Wow, putting your faith in someone who lost. All right. And just very quickly, we've got about 50 seconds here. Just tell me about the Middle East. Where does President Biden stand on the current wave of violence hitting Jerusalem?
Well, I mean, pretty much where every American president stands. The United States is calling for de-escalation. There were attempts by the White House press secretary yesterday to sound as though she was acting in an even-handed fashion, urging both the Israelis and the Palestinians to stand down. But look, at the end of the day, Hamas is directly involved in all of this. It is deemed a terrorist organization by the United States government. There are no contacts or communications whatsoever between the Biden administration and those Palestinians in the Gaza Strip that adhere to Hamas's ideology. And Benjamin Netanyahu was very, very close to Donald Trump, and probably is suspicious of Joe Biden, not least because of Joe Biden's determination to breathe new life into the Iran nuclear deal. So American influence very much restricted as a result of all of those geopolitical issues.
Simon Marks, thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.